Rest assured that any aspects of our sexual relationship regarding your preferences, your idiosyncrasies, your performance are still protected by the inherent confidentiality of the bedroom.
That's all very comforting, but if it's okay, I'd like to get on my question now.
Proceed.
We are entering the physics bowl, and we need a fourth for our team.
No, thanks. I'm really busy with my like-sign dilepton supersymmetry search.
Dilepton schmilepton, we need you.
Sorry.
Well, we tried. Just have to face Sheldon mono imano imano amano.
Wait, you're going up against Sheldon Cooper?
Yes.
That arrogant, misogynistic East Texas doorknob that told me I should abandon my work with high energy particles for laundry and childbearing?
She's in.
So, how do you feel? Nice and loose? Come to play? Got your game face on? Are you ready?
Yeah. You know, you don't have to stay for the whole thing.
Oh, no, no, I want to. Sounds really interesting.
Gentlemen?
Sheldon.
Sheldon.
Sheldon. I'm just gonna sit down.
So, is that your team?
Actually, I don't need a team. I could easily defeat you single-handedly, but the rules require four. So, may I introduce the third-floor janitor, the lady from the lunchroom, and my Spanish is not good, either her son or her butcher. And what about your team? What rat have you recruited to the SS sinking ship?
Hello, Sheldon.
Leslie Winkle.
Yeah, Leslie Winkle. The answer to the question, who made Sheldon Cooper cry like a little girl?
Yes? Well, I'm polymerized tree sap, and you're an inorganic adhesive, so whatever verbal projectile you launch in my direction is reflected off of me, returns on its original trajectory, and adheres to you.
Oh, ouch.
Okay, if everyone could please take your seats.
Here's your t-shirt.
EMF. A couple days early.
No. It stands for Perpetual Motion Squad.
Oh, right, of course. What was I thinking?
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this year's Physics Bowl. Today's preliminary match features two great teams, AA versus PMS.
All night long, y'all.
Okay, well, let's jump right in. First question. For 10 points, what is the isospin singlet partner of the Pi Zero meson? PMS.
The Eta meson.
Correct.
Formal protest.
On what grounds?
Velcro on my wrist brace caught on my shirt.
Denied.
All right, for 10 points, what is the lightest element on Earth with no stable isotope? AA.
And of course, the answer is technetium.
Terrific. Next question. What is the force between two uncharged plates due to quantum vacuum fluctuation? PMS.
Sheldon can suck on the Casimir effect.
Correct. How does a quantum computer factor large numbers? PMS.
Shor's algorithm.
Correct.
4.1855 times 10 to the 7th ergs per calorie.
Prevost's theory of exchanges.
Lambda equals 1 over pi r squared n.
760 degrees Celsius, the approximate temperature of the young lady in the front row.
Mr. Wolowitz, this is your second warning. A sigma particle.
Yes, assuming the hypothetical planet has a mass greater than the Earth.
Correct! Ladies and gentlemen, I hold in my hand the final question. The score now stands. AA, 1150. PMS, 1175. So, for 100 points and the match, please turn your attention to the formula on the screens. Solve the equation.
Holy crap.
What the hell is that?
It looks like something they found on the ship at Roswell.
Oh, and think. Leslie?
Leonard, it's not going to work if you rush me. You have to let me get there.
You are never going to let that go, are you?
10 seconds. PMS!
Sorry, I panicked.
Then guess.
8.4.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. AA, if you can answer correctly, the match is yours. AA, I need your answer.
The answer is -8 pi alpha.
Hang on a second. That's not our answer. What are you doing?
Answering question. Winning physics bowl.
How do you know anything about physics?
Here I am janitor in former Soviet Union. I am physicist. Leningrad Polytechnica. Go polar bears.
That's a delightful little story, but our arrangement was that you sit here and not say anything. I answer the questions.
You didn't answer a question.
Hey, look! Now, maybe you have democracy now in your beloved Russia, but on this physics bowl team, I rule with an iron fist.
Ow!
AA, I need your official answer.
Well, it's not what he said.
Then what is it?
I want a different question.
You can't have a different question.
Formal protest.
Denied.
Informal protest.
Denied. I need your official answer.
No, I declined to provide one.
Well, that's too bad, because the answer your teammate gave was correct.
That's your opinion?
All right, the winner of the match is...
Hang on. Sheldon, is proving that you are single-handedly smarter than everyone else so important that you would rather lose by yourself than win as part of a team?
I don't understand the question.
Go ahead.
The winner is PMS!
Sorry, somebody's sitting there.
Who?
My physics bowl trophy.
That trophy is meaningless. I forfeited, therefore you did not win.
I know someone who would disagree.
Who?
My physics bowl trophy. Leonard is so smart. Sheldon, who?
All right, that is very immature.
You're right, I'm sorry.
I'm not! Okay, new contest.
Doing?
I am settling once and for all who is the smartest around here. Okay? Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Bring it on.
Okay. Marcia, Jan, and Cindy were the three daughters in what TV family? The Brady Bunch. Okay. Sammy Hagar replaced David Lee Roth as the lead singer in what group?
The Brady Bunch?
Van Halen. All right. Madonna was married to this Ridgemont High alum. Oh, my God. Sean Penn.
How do you know these things?
I go outside and I talk to people. Okay, here. What actor holds the record for being named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive?
William Shatner. Right.
I don't think it's Shatner.
Then it's got to be Patrick Stewart.
No.
Formal protest.
All right, singer who sang Oops, I Did It Again? Okay. Tweety Bird taught Hita a what?
Romulan.
Yes, he taught Hita a Romulan.